Today it's time for Coffee Mumbo Jumbo to praise yet another green bean merchant. It's D.R. Wakefield. They've also been kind enough, Simon Wakefield and his team, to give Coffee Mumbo Jumbo some green beans to evaluate, to roast, to put through the hot top. And I'm having a lot of fun, and I love Ethiopian coffees. And Simon Wakefield was kind enough to give me some Sidamo Grade 2 coffee. And I've done two profiles 7 days ago, so today, 7 days off the roast, I am trying the Sidamo. I've got profile one here, and I've pulled the first shot, which was a touch fast, still put my lips to it, and it was actually quite beautiful. There's a lovely fruitiness there, and the grounded kind of chalk notes that come through from a Sidamo. Sidamo is so versatile, because I've also roasted that Sidamo, one of the first roasts I did on the hot tub about 3 weeks ago. Quite light, and it was very bergamotty and just beautiful as a filter coffee. Also pulled it through the R58, still had some creaminess. Actually, what I really like about the Sidamo is that creaminess. Now, I'm going to taste live. I haven't put my lips to my second extraction, 18.5 grams of ground coffee. Quite fine, and in about 24 seconds, it yielded a beautiful shot into my shot glass. 24 seconds might be a bit slow, but you know what? I mean, might be a bit fast, but you know what? It really so depends on the beans. And if it looks good and you think you need to stop it, then you need to stop it. And then the proof's in the pudding. The proof's in the shot glass. So let's put my lips to that. Beautiful crema, by the way. The Guinness effect was just unbelievable. And the color of the crema, uniform, golden colored with kind of a bronze, almost a copper hue to it. Really, really beautiful. Oh, wow. I mean, the mouthfeel, it just has this really beautiful mouthfeel. The first thing that hit me was kind of a gentle acidity. Love that. Then immediately a mouthfeel that just envelops your tongue, velvety, just followed very, very quickly. And it sits very nicely on the palate, in my mouth. A lovely finish that just lingers, which again joins the two things together. That creaminess is still there. That acidity is there. And at the end, actually also some kind of more grounded, you know, darker chalk notes are coming through. I think this is beautiful as a milk-based drink as well. It's beautiful as an espresso. I know this is a coffee that blends very, very well. But what I really like about a single origin as an espresso, that if it gives you this variety on the palate, if it keeps you interested as you're drinking it and as you're evaluating it with nothing in your mouth anymore, and it still kind of has you wondering, what is it that I'm actually tasting and feeling? Then that's really the key points of a great coffee. And this Sidamo definitely does that. So interesting, yesterday I was raving about the Guatemalan coffees, and I've had so many now as of late, and I love them. But I also love Ethiopian coffees. I mean, yeah, it's just a world that never ceases to impress me, never ceases to surprise me, and just enchants me. So again, a big thank you to D.R. Wakefield, their team there. They're based in London, in Southwark, I think it is. I'm just going to put that website up anyway on the Boo. And if you're a roaster, contact them. And in fact, a lot of artisan roasters here around London and the UK are obviously using D.R. Wakefield. Look out for them. Clemson's and Sun Springs to mine. They're one of them, and there are many others. Got to have a last sip, just because I can. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo signing out on another beautiful morning, playing with coffee.